This is from a piece called I Am Mike Hammer. One spring evening in Paris about 10 years ago, I found myself sharing a large table outside the café floor with several people who had just attended the premiere of Serge Lefort's ballet, Lucifer. One of the persons at the table was Jean-Paul Sartre. Another was a young American cutie pie who was getting far more attention than she deserved. The darling girl had the audacity to ask, "Monsieur Sartre, have you ever considered writing a ballet?" Out of politeness, no doubt, he replied with a smile and a simple, "No." And that might well have been that, except for a fantasy which appealed to me later in the dark secrecy of my private night. I think it was the very blandness of his reply that prompted it. In any case, I imagine Sartre had, in fact, gone mad, had written a ballet, and then, despite his lack of formal training, his unwieldy girth, and the wise counsel of friends notwithstanding, he had insisted on dancing the leading role himself. The idea of Sartre, heavy glasses, as stout as a giant turnip man, in close-fitting ballet garb, gravely dancing to some rather common schmaltzy music, or whirling dervish-like to some kind of weird electronics, was irresistible. I pursued this fantasy down many avenues. First, the incredible frown of consternation on the faces of those receiving invitations to the premiere of this ballet, to be danced by the author himself. Then, in the dress circle, his distinguished colleagues from the great universities muttering, "Mais c'est un vrai scandale." And finally, the intermission, what would they say, Camus, Cocteau, Malraux? Something like, "Well, il ne danse pas mal, Jean-Paul." Well, it was fantastic. And yet the cold reality is that Sartre was, in fact, in a position to do precisely that. No impresario in Paris would have refused. Had they even hesitated, he could have hired the theater himself and staged the thing to a standing-room-only house. All that was necessary for him to have done was go slightly off his rocker. But, of course, this never occurred. Well, this old fantasy, which over the years an increasing number of skeptics had pooh-poohed as being far-fetched, received a tremendous boost in vividness the other day when I learned that Mickey Spillane had decided that he himself would play the role of Mike Hammer in the film version of his latest novel, The Girl Hunters. Mickey Spillane's literary status has never been fully defined in America. Hardcore quality lit buffs, however, will recall how he smashed into literary prominence in 1947 by concluding his first novel, I, the Jury, in a manner which made Malaparte, Céline, and other high priests of the Roman Noir look like a bunch of pansies. Quote, "The roar of the .45 shook the room. Charlotte staggered back a step. Her eyes were a symphony of incredulity, an unbelieving witness to truth. Slowly she looked down at the ugly swelling in her naked belly where the bullet went in. A thin trickle of blood welled out. Her eyes had pain in them now, the pain preceding death, pain and unbelief. How could you?" she gasped. "I only had a moment before talking to a corpse, but I got it in. It was easy," I said. This confused girl, to make matters even more delightfully noir, was a psychiatrist. Love is a many-splendored, as the title of this piece, and first splendored,